Here at the 2013 NAFB Convention and Trade Talk is underway, and I am in the Merck Animal Health booth with Dr. Brent Meyer, the Technical Services Veterinarian. Basically, you're here to talk BRD and lung protection in the beef industry. BRD is a huge issue and something that we all are very common word in households across the country. So tell me about what's coming down the pipeline with that and what Merck Animal Health is doing to combat that disease.
You're right. It's an economically important disease. Like you mentioned, about $800 million a year it costs producers. And so we brought a new antibiotic to the market in July. It's called Zuprival. And it's a macrolide antibiotic that is labeled for treatment and or prevention of disease. And so it's got a dual label. Depends on the veterinarian or producer, how they want to use the product. But what's unique about this product is that it's very fast acting. So after one sub-Q dose of 1 cc per 100 pounds, so it's a low dose, after one dose in 4 hours, it's in the lung tissue killing the bacteria that might be in there. And the other thing is that it lasts in the lung tissue for 28 days. And so when you got these, especially now in the fall with calves being moved off the cow and the feedlot, there's stress on those calves. It's nice to have an option of giving a antibiotic that lasts 20 days to protect them during that transition phase.
Now, is this product on the market yet?
Yes, it is. It's been out for a good year. Okay. And we're starting to get a lot of good testimonials back as far as how it's working, you know, reducing polls and death loss by half. And so it's really catching some steam right now. It takes a little bit for any new product, but we're excited about it, and it's doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Well, that was my next question. Feedback from the producers that have got it in their hands, you know, what are their comments, concerns with it?
I've talked to producers in Texas, even up to in Iowa, and the ones that have used, those guys that have used that are on high-risk calves, meaning that they're at a high risk of BRD sickness and death loss. And so they said they used Zuprival compared to the prior years, even earlier this year, before they started, and they've cut their death loss from 8% down to less than 1%. And so they're really excited about how it's working and holding in the calves.
Well, you know, as I said before, BRD is nothing new to the beef industry, but getting the information and the education out to those producers is pretty important, and I understand that Merck has a BRD blog. How is that doing that?
It's doing very well. It's we're getting a lot of hits on it, and it's called, go to it, it's brdreport.com, and we have professionals and experts weighing in and you know, topics that are timely, and you can just access that and get all kinds of information on prevention, treatment, and of BRD.
Looking into the future as a doctor of veterinary medicine, what do you see? You know, the cattle market is smaller than we've ever seen in a long time. We've had lots of issues, but the market is good when it comes to those wanting to sell those herds. So what do you see coming down? What's the beef industry look like?
Well, I think it's exciting. You know, the it's upbeat. Where I travel, the producers are upbeat, and the younger generation's interested in it. Yeah, the herd's smaller, which means they're more valuable. And so as a company, Merck Animal Health, we need to be proactive in bringing products to the market to, you know, make the welfare and health of those animals even better. You know, performance technologies as well. You know, we're to the point where we got to feed the world with less cows. And so we're going to, you know, do our best to manage that as well. So we're excited about it and bringing new products to the market in the future.
Well, thank you, Brent. Once again, talking with Brent Meyer, veterinarian with Merck Animal Health here at Trade Talk. I am Jamie Johansson.